Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling after news, I guess, an ex-WWE doctor has claimed that Big E's wrestling career may be in jeopardy.
An update on backstage heat on Ridge Holland after Big E's injury.
And WWE dropped several big-time Cody Rhodes hints on last night's Raw.
And where the bloody hell is Elias? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick this video off by talking about some comments on Big E, right? Obviously broke his neck on last week's episode of SmackDown. Took a rough landing off a Ridge Holland suplex. Updated us from the hospital. He was his good old cheery self. Love Big E, man. Revealed in the end that he wasn't going to require surgery, although he had fractured his C1 and C6 vertebrae. Which sounded like some positive news coming out of it. But now, Dr. David Chow, who has worked with the NFL, he has worked with WWE in the past. WWE actually have a gallery of him like evaluating and operating on Rey Mysterio from like 2008. So there you go. He has penned an article for Outkick talking about the injury and maybe how things are going to pan out. So I've got a couple of quotes here. We're going to reference the C1 fracture, first of all, which, as Dr. Chow points out, is most dangerous as the top cervical vertebrae is a ring and is commonly associated with immediate death or complete paralysis. Horrendous. That's terrifying. He says, thankfully, the fracture was not displaced and he will not need surgery. However, this type of fracture often heals incompletely and it may mean the end of his wrestling career. Wow. Big stuff.
Yeah.
C6 vertebrae, some quotes here from the doctor. Likely a compression injury due to the vertebral body. This likely requires immobilization but not surgery. One would anticipate a minimum of 3 month recovery with a return to full function and activities for this lower cervical injury. So clearly the C6, things look a little bit brighter on that. The C1 could potentially be something more serious. Now, it shouldn't be interpreted as, you know, Big E's never going to wrestle again, for sure, definitely. It's just a medical professional going over the potential outcomes of this situation. We won't know more until later down the road.
Exactly.
Until time has shown how Big E's injuries are going to heal and how he's going to recover. Obviously, it's a desperately sad thing, this. It's horrible. I mean, you wouldn't wish it on anybody, of course.
No, exactly.
But it hurts even more when it's one of the nice dudes, right? When it's one of the good guys in professional wrestling, who everyone adores behind the scenes as well. So best wishes to him in his recovery. We'll reiterate what we said yesterday to that. And I hope to see him back in a ring before long.
Yeah, terrifying news this. Not just as you mentioned there, that initial diagnosis of he could have been, you know, killed instantly or, you know, unable to walk or things like that. Like you say, thankfully it was just a fracture, no surgery needed, but still terrifying to read about what potentially could happen down the line. I think I have to speak for everyone here at What Culture when I say all of our fingers are crossed for Big E. We want him to make a full recovery. I really think this should be, they shouldn't have needed it, but this should be a wake-up call for WWE for the talent that they've got in their hands and the instant it can be taken away from you. For God's sake, push this man when he comes back, when he's physically able. I'm not rushing anything back. I'm not saying, oh, he's got to be win the title of bloody SummerSlam or something. Push him to the moon. He has everything. He's the nicest guy I've met within this wrestling. Beyond news. And, I just hope that This speculation remains just that, and he's absolutely fine to return to the wrestling ring when
fingers
he's ready.
Crossed. Fingers crossed. Just,
Let's bring you a bit of an update in terms of the backstage heat on Ridge Holland. Thankfully, there isn't any.
Good.
That is the update there. This comes from Wade Keller speaking on his PW Torch VIP audio show. The only VIP audio show I recognise. No, I recognise that one. And a What Culture Wrestling podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. But yeah, thankfully, it's nice to read this, that Ridge Holland has sustained no heat backstage for the, was it belly-to-belly suplex that happened prior to Big E's injury. Wade Keller saying, first of all, I will say I heard that Ridge Holland was very apologetic and very sorry about what happened backstage. He handled himself well. There doesn't appear to be any heat on him. This was not a reckless move or something that Big E wasn't ready for or that seemed like in any way Ridge Holland did anything wrong. I think in terms of a vague summary here, it's one of those, this is wrestling, accidents happen sort of thing. But particularly helped by the way Ridge Holland acted following the incident.
Yeah, for sure. I really hate when something like this happens and someone unfortunately does get injured. And there's a response from a small percentage of people who want to just, look at the person who threw the move and go, reckless and all of this stuff. It's a dangerous business, unfortunately. Accidents do happen. And I don't think going after Ridge Holland in this situation is appropriate at all. And I don't think that it does any good either.
He's going to be beating himself up more than anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to feel awful for what's happened as well. And it's really dispiriting to see that kind of angry, fired up thing you see on social media when something like this happens. I hate it. So it's good to hear that there's no backstage heat on Ridge for what's happened. He's going to feel terrible about this. And obviously the key priority here is Big E and his neck and hoping that he can get back into the ring. But yeah, I'm glad to hear this for sure. It's just a horrible accident, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We all, witnessed what happened on SmackDown on Friday. But I don't think any of us looked at it and went, well, they shouldn't have done that. You see some injuries, and I'm not going to say specific ones, but some injuries you go, oh, was so-and-so ready to take that, or were they willing, or blah, blah, blah. It's a relatively straightforward move, a move that we see Big E hit on a lot of big guys as well. No shade on Ridge Holland for this. Like we say, we all just wish Big E well in his recovery, and fingers crossed we'll see him back in a wrestling ring when he's ready very soon.
Absolutely. We're going to move over to Raw. Last night's episode of Raw. No Cody Rhodes. No Cody Rhodes. Which would indicate that maybe a deal hasn't been done yet. Who knows? Well, the saga continues. Chaos reigns supreme across the Codyverse. But he didn't show up on Raw. And there were a couple of chants for him.
Yeah.
Here and there. And it was in Jacksonville, which is AEW's home base. So the optics of that would have been interesting. But he wasn't there. However, they did reference him towards the end of the show. In a story that makes no sense whatsoever that we will cover on the podcast. Listen to that
indeed
later on. Seth Rollins was wrestling his tag team partner, Kevin Owens, for the right to take his place at WrestleMania and get beaten up by Steve Austin.
Ripper that, of a main event, though.
Really good main event, just nonsense construction. Kevin Owens won. He's going to interview Steve and get beaten up by Steve Austin at WrestleMania. And afterwards, Corey Graves had some lines on commentary, and I mean, these are just overt references. You don't need me to explain what they are and what they're talking about. Corey said, Seth Rollins' WrestleMania hopes and dreams were dashed tonight. Dreams dashed, get it? And another one, his vision has turned into a nightmare. So there you go. WWE, even if a deal hasn't been done, they clearly want you to think that this guy is going to show up at some point without overtly going, Cody's coming. Cody is coming, mother effer. Like the Takamichi Noku theme song. but yeah, there we go.
It's weird this because on the one hand, I think so-and-so can't get to WrestleMania is one of the dumbest things
it's
WWE does every year.
Pish, yeah.
Like John Cena, I guess can't get on the card. Like WWE aren't going to go, I think we can find some space for one of our biggest ever superstars. Right, there's that. On the other hand, when people like Riddle and Orton, and maybe this is because I'm lucky enough to be going this year, right? But on the other hand, when they say, I'm going to WrestleMania, I go, I am too! like that. But like you say, it's Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
My, like, what was his talking? His talk show's name was preposterous. But you could tell me if he turned around and said, "I'll fight anyone at WrestleMania," and someone who also hasn't got a WrestleMania match went, "I'll take that.
All right, let's go."
Or just got another tag team partner for the seemingly inevitable multi-team tag team whip raw tag team titles
gauntlet
match.
Title fight.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was watching the show last night and I thought, oh my God, Cody's going to show up, the way this show was kind of structured. And then the closer it got to the end, it sort of slowly dawned on me it wasn't going to be happening. And then I was like, actually, that does kind of make sense. Because as much as I was there, like, wouldn't it be funny if they brought Cody out in Jacksonville? Massive AEW chance on one of WWE's biggest shows.
Ah, they could sweeten the crowd.
I suppose,
they could. They do that every week anyway, so yeah.
I think the crowd is saying, "Hey, it's you, Cody Rhodes."
Hello,
there.
Corey.
So yeah, I don't know whether they're going to do it at WrestleMania, Raw after WrestleMania, SmackDown after WrestleMania, SmackDown or Raw just before WrestleMania. Where it's going to be an open challenge that Seth Rollins puts out, but I'd still be willing to bet that Seth Rollins is going to be on that WrestleMania card. The bloke across the ring from him is probably going to be Cody Rhodes.
Me too.
We'll keep you posted on it, though, because this story never ends.
You have many signs.
Indeed.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But maybe he's in purgatory, just like
The Fiend.
And Elias, who's been missing for several months now. Last seen in July of last year.
That's mental.
Yeah, with a feud with Jackson Ryker, who of course has been released. Then there was that series of vignettes in August that said Elias was dead. Basically hinting at some sort of character change. You may have also seen, if you're on social media, those weird images of Elias from 2K, which sort of alluded to the person that may have been coming out, the new version of Elias, before basically Vince McMahon put the kibosh on all that because it looked too much like Randy Savage. It's the weirdest story, this. Fightful Select did that report about the 2K thing. No crap, just sat more on him in a little while. But yeah, Elias is a... I don't know why they needed to change. It was the... Like, I'm not... I don't look at Elias, no offence, and go, that's future world champion right there. Yeah. I look at a guy who comes out, sings a song, slags off the local football team, then gets his head kicked in.
Yeah, it's like a cheap heat mid-card deal.
It was something that if he'd been one of the wave of releases, we'd have been like, oh, he'll be absolutely fine because every indie show will book him.
Yeah.
He'll come out with a guitar and go... Your team sucks.
Yeah,
which won't work in England because everyone hates everyone's football team.
Yeah, exactly.
Even my own.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried to not think about football for the past couple of months. Oh, dear.
But yeah, Elias, no sign as when he's going to return, what version of him is going to come back. But yeah, he's just...
Creative purgatory.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Weird. The Randy Savage part of this is an absolute hoot. Who's going to mistake Elliot, I mean, they do have some physical resemblance, but who's going to sit there and go, oh, Randy Savage is back, even though he's been, you know, he left the world a long time ago. It's wild. It reminds me of those stories about the Saudi regime wanting to book Yokozuna and the Ultimate Warrior for the Greatest Royal Rumble. And again, WWE were like, hey, let's get a Japanese sumo. Let's get Hiroki Sumi in instead. Wild stuff across the board. What a load of pish this is. Yeah, I hope Elias is doing well. That's all I'll say. Yeah, cool.
And for the most part, considering the newer characters they've introduced recently, Butch, probably best to be in creative purgatory than actually being utilised sometimes.
What bad name would you give Elias when he comes back? Butch.
Gary Guitar Man.
Stevie Strummer.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from VJ Phoenix, who says, hello, guys. Do you think the reason WWE devotes so much time to long recaps on Raw is because of the small roster?
Nah.
I think it's because they think their audience is thick.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a holdover from the Monday Night Wars era.
Yep.
Like, it's something they started doing way back then to go, hey, look what you missed on our show, which is more exciting than their show, and to try and pull people in. But it's something that they've just kept on doing for years and years and years. In the modern era, I think it's for three reasons. Number one, I think they believe that their audience are comprised of goldfish who can't remember a thing that happened 5 minutes ago, which to me is ridiculous. I hate recaps. There's no point in them. The second one is that they don't have any other way to fill their TV, thinking creatively. And the third way is that there isn't a third way, they just suck.
I have to say, I love recaps.
What? Why?
Because I never watch Raw or SmackDown live. And when I'm watching it on catch-up in the early hours of Tuesday morning or Saturday morning to do work on it and stuff, I save loads of time.
That's a good point, actually.
We did SmackDown yesterday, the SmackDown review, right? And Andy wasn't, you know, Andy doesn't normally do it. The Dudley boys do it. They're off ill. Get well soon, boys. So you were like, oh, I've got to watch SmackDown. And I reckon we can watch that in about 25 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Skip the entrances, skip the recaps.
Packages, boom, done.
It's one thing to also recap, like, something that happened 3 weeks ago. Because you're like, oh, in case you missed it.
Sure,
Not talking to you, right? But to say, like, here's something that happened 20 minutes ago is a bit of a piss take.
It's a total piss take. Frankly, it's a bit insulting. Get rid of video packages. The viewers aren't morons. It's fine. Yes.
Do you want to talk more about Cody Rhodes? Tough. Alan Unterland writes, hey, what culture WWE? My theory is that Seth Rollins will issue an open challenge for WrestleMania, and that is how Cody makes his way to WWE. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility of them doing that, but I think, for me, I still think they're going to advertise him some way. It's just the way they do business now, right? It's not as exciting if you know he's coming, but it does encourage more people to tune in or buy tickets or whatever. So when Cody Rhodes does come back, I think they'll break the story. If it's for WrestleMania, I think they'll do it a little bit in advance so you can sell tickets, you have time. If they're going to do it on Raw, I think they'll do it a few hours before because then it's like a sudden surge in excitement and you're in the moment when it actually happens. So I do believe that they're going to do it in advance. I don't think he's going to just show up, but it would be more exciting if he did just show up.
Yes, I think he'll show up on next week's Raw now. I think Seth Rollins, they've laid all the story out of his, I'm never going to make it to WrestleMania, and then he's going to be crying in the ring. And
what
then
if he what if he signs somewhere else? What if he decides instead of going to WWE, he wants to control his narrative?
Don't even suggest that.
With the Fiend.
Stop the presses, Andy Murray.
It's the Fiend?
No. Oh. We've got some good fantasy booking.
Okay. What? Hold up.
Oh, God. Shout out to Philip the Wrestling Fan on Twitter, who said this. I wish the WWE would have a Scott Hall Memorial Ladder match on WrestleMania Saturday, the winner getting Ricochet on Sunday. Out of respect for Scott, have Raw and SmackDown, NXT, Legends and Forbidden Door competitors. I often scoff at some of the mad ideas that our fans send us. This from Philip, I think, is genius.
This is really cool. This would be a really nice thing to do, wouldn't it? And obviously, you could get people like Shawn Michaels involved at ring, maybe do some commentary or whatever, because him and Scott obviously popularized the ladder match with their famous outings. You could put X-Pac in the match.
Yeah.
He's back in the ring. And obviously, he was a close associate of Scott's. This is a lovely idea, a really lovely idea. And I would love to see it.
Yeah, and if you know, you're trying to squeeze time on the cards, just have Ricochet announce that he's going to defend it in a ladder match rather than have a ladder match to face him if you don't want to stretch it over 2 days. Like you say, I think no one would really even care that much if you just had loads of people in it and then Ricochet retains, which is probably what you were going to have over WrestleMania weekend if you were going to have a match at all. Yeah. But, yeah, I hate to say, you know, I don't want it to seem like you're capitalising on the passing of Scott Hall. I just think this would be a lovely nod to him.
It's just a nice thing, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, there's the cynical view always, kind of, oh, you're cashing in and all of this stuff. It's pretty obvious when companies are cashing in on gross stuff. This wouldn't be that.
No, exactly. No, we're weeks away from WrestleMania. And if Ricochet... Also, in terms of, like, a promo to really... I know he is a babyface, but just to really get him over, a nice heartfelt thing from Ricochet and saying, because of what he meant to not just me or to the wrestlers, but to everyone, let's have a ladder match for the Intercontinental. I think it'd be perfect. That's a
really
great idea, Phil.
Really great idea.
Let's move on to today's and finally. And we didn't have a chance to give this guy a shout-out yesterday, but I want to give a shout-out to regular contributor Mark Lee Willis. You may have seen us reading out some of his tweets before for Twitter questions and what have you. But he's gone the extra mile, Andy. He tweeted at us revealing that Sean Ross Sapp, you may know him as No Crap, Just Sapp, of Fightful Select, was doing some cameos to raise money for the Ukrainian aid thing, obviously. And so he splashed out, did Mark Lee Willis, to send love to all the What Culture family and get Sean Ross Sapp to send us a little video message in which he repeated his now infamous...
He did the gimmick.
He did the gimmick. No Crap, Just Sapp. We'll show you a little clip now.
Hey there. Sean Ross Sapp here. No Crap, Just Sapp.
There you go.
Not sure if we're allowed to show that or not, so if we didn't, I just went like this. And nothing happened, but...
He got right in his eyeball.
Yeah, indeed. Shout out to Mark Lee Willis. Shout out to Sean Ross Sapp. Lovely stuff. I just love seeing all the bloody, you know, wrestling internet community come together and not be arseholes for once.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, isn't it, when Twitter's not an arsehole. Mark is always very supportive of what we do as well. And, you know, it's a good thing Sean's doing, raising money for the Ukrainian relief effort. I believe before this, he was raising money for, like, a no-kill cat and dog shelters as well. So, yeah, it's a good thing, man. It's a really good thing. Shout-outs to everyone involved.
And if he wants to make a No Crap, Just Sap t-shirt, I'll take, like, 50. Only like 33%.
Yeah, I'll take the other 30. We can go three ways.
Three ways.
What do you reckon, Sean? What do you reckon? Hit us up.
A sweet.
So anyway, shout out to Mark Lee Willis. Shout out to the brilliant Sean Ross Sapp. Who, without him, a lot of our stories we wouldn't be able to do. So thank you very much.
And Fightful Select.
And all the guys at Fightful Select. Yeah,
easily the best value for money wrestling news subscription that has ever existed.
Shout out to those guys. Right, let us know your thoughts on
that. $5 a month. It's nothing.
Again, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're reviewing Monday Night Raw and previewing NXT. A little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us, follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for noise.
Follow me at Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
What somebody think of the fiend?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.